Good morning, friends. Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short message. And today, I have some good news for you. Don't you like to hear good news? Well, the good news is that Christ is risen from the dead. Oh, you say, well, I've known that a long time. Yes, but it's real. And it means something to you and to me, because as he was resurrected, so we have hope that we too shall be resurrected and transformed into his likeness. Listen, he did it all for me. The Savior came from heaven above that I from sin might be made free. The gift of God's eternal love, he did it all for me. For me he came, for me he died, for me he arose in victory. The law of God was satisfied, he did it all for me. He bore temptation, sin, and shame, and gave his all on Calvary. Eternal life is in his name, he did it all for me. He went into the dismal grave and conquered death in victory. My soul from sin and woe to save, he did it all for me. Friends, I'm glad today that I'm serving a resurrected and living Christ. Listen to this text from Revelation 1:18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Then, the account of the resurrection of our Lord as recorded in the 28th chapter of Matthew. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Now, may I pause for just a moment to remind you that this tomb was guarded by soldiers. There they stood out there in that early morning hour, and they'd been watching this tomb to see that no one came and stole the body away. But I want to tell you that this angel from heaven in mighty power came down, and that stone just rolled away from the front of that door. They had no power, those guards did, to do anything. But they just fell to the ground and did shake. I want you to notice that. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. They couldn't do a thing while the Son of God came forth out of that tomb. Praise the Lord for victory. It does my heart good to know that the power of God is not limited by the people here in this world. All right? And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. I think by this time it must have began to dawn upon those dear women that the thing that Christ had said has really come to pass, that he was going to arise from the dead, and he had. So he told them, there's one emphasis I'd like to put right here. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Friends, do you know, before you or I can be very effective witnesses for God, we've got to have a personal experience. We've got to know. We've got to see. Come see the place where the Lord lay. See for yourself. Be convinced within yourself that he is not here, that he is risen. And then, when we're convinced, we can go and tell others. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. I tell you, they were not playing along the way, but they were so thrilled with joy, and they were so happy that Christ had risen from the dead, that they ran and had some great joy to tell his disciples. Oh, I want to tell you something, they said. Can't you just imagine how they said it? Christ, we went over there to the sepulchre, to the tomb, and you know Christ isn't there anymore. Jesus, the body of Jesus isn't there. He's been resurrected. He's risen from the dead. We saw a shining angel there, and he told us about it and told us to come and bring you word. Now, this is a story that is an old one, and we've heard it for years, even since our childhood. But it is one which has a meaning to it because it makes us to know that it is through the burial and resurrection of our Lord that we also have hope. The 14th chapter of John and the 19th verse says, in a very beautiful way, because I live, ye shall live also. Now, I like that. Let me point out that the resurrection of our Lord was more than just a restoration of a physical body. In 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and verse 20, we find these words, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Notice the word first fruits. Now, this has special significance to it. It doesn't mean that Christ was the first one that was brought back to life from the dead. No, because he had brought back the dead even in his lifetime. But the fact was that they came back with a physical body, a natural body, which was still subject to the law of death. But in this case, Christ's body was a special body. It was a spiritual body. Elijah had restored life to the son of the widow woman who had fed him during the drought. And Elisha brought back to life the child of the Shunammite woman. Another time there was a very unusual thing which happened. But let me give you this one from the reading of the scripture. 2 Kings, the 13th chapter, and verses 20 and 21. And Elisha died. Now, this was a man of God, and they buried him. Powerful man of God, too, don't you know? And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year, and it came to pass as they were burying a man. That's another man now that they were burying. That, behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. And now, I can just imagine what this would be like here. Came the enemy into the land, and the folks just didn't have time to give this man the burial that they would have. And so they just kind of cast him into the sepulchre there of Elisha. And when they let him down there and he touched these bones of Elisha, this man just came to life again. He stood up on his feet. I wonder what those folks thought. I suppose they were probably frightened and wondered, now, what is going on now? But perhaps if they realized that the man of God, the bones of Elisha, this man had touched, then they could understand that the power of God had just brought him back to life. But the thing about it now, this man was still in the physical body and he was subject to die again. So, you see, there were a number of people brought back to life after they had died. Christ himself was instrumental in restoring three different ones to life again. But here is the difference. All of these people were restored to a temporal body only. When Christ came forth from the grave, he possessed a supernatural body, or we might say a spiritual body. This indeed was a body, likened unto a natural body, but it possessed certain characteristics over which death had no more power. He was the first one resurrected with a glorified body, which is not subject to death. Now, it is in him and through him that we also possess a hope of the resurrection in his own life. If you have not this hope within your soul, you should seek him until you know that he lives within your heart. Friends, today there are lots of people who would like to do away with the divinity and the deity of Christ. For a long time, unbelievers and people who doubted put forth a theory that Christ really wasn't born, we might say, a virgin birth. But I declare to you, this is what the scriptures say, and this is the way I accept it. And now, there are folks who would like to do away with the deity and the divinity of Christ and say that Jesus was just a man, no supernatural power about him. But I want to say that the scriptures tell us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I say that, of course, the body of Jesus was a special prepared body for him when he came into the world. And it was not with the Father, but I say Jesus Christ was one of the Godhead, part of the Godhead before the world was ever formed, and that a special body was formed for him that he might come into the world and bring salvation in order that he might be likened unto a man. He was a man, and yet he was God in the flesh, and he tasted death for every man. If you're not familiar with any saints living in your area who believe the Bible and practice it, perhaps you'd like to write us, and we'll be glad to tell you if there may be others who love the Lord and his people as perhaps you do and live in your area. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, why don't you do that? Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Part of a song here at least. Our time is getting away, but listen. From death to life.
A resurrection, I confess, has taken place within my breast. I've been awakened from the dead, and now I live with Christ instead. And when I lay this body down to mold and crumble in the ground, my ransomed soul shall fly away to one long bright eternal day. Oh, praise the Lord.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful goodbye.
His great love and our divine eternal life is true.